Republic Yemeni number one.
Oh, fuck yeah. Kitty Cam in the fucking house. What you know about my cat is back with me. I only got her to sit there because she's eating catnip now, bruh. Sky, don't you want to say anything to the audience? She's going to meow a lot, too, because that's what she does. She's a Himalayan, I think. I rescued her from the streets of Detroit. She's a piece of shit. Look, she doesn't even want to be on the podcast. She knows. Bye. Anyways, what is up, y'all? Mike Eshak here with a solo podcast. I was going to be doing a podcast yesterday with Brandon Bricks, but, you know, like a good old stand-up comedian, he forgot. So, and then, you know, when I hit him up, he was like, oh, man, I'm in Long Beach with my wife. At least he's a good husband, right? But anyways, doing a solo podcast. Fuck it. I really should have the Facebook feed open. See if any of you on Facebook are bitching me out, complimenting me, telling me I'm a Republican now because I'm so jacked. So I'm back in L.A., and I feel like a loser again. It's really funny, man. Like, when I was in Detroit, I started to realize how easy it was to get around in Detroit. I really love that about Detroit. You know, you can get so much done because you ain't fighting the traffic. You ain't fighting no fucking bullshit. You know, I mean, you got good Arabic food, hot Arabic women that... that are all getting lip injections, man. What in the fuck is happening? Bro, there's too many girls that I'm seeing nowadays where I, up front, I'm like, yo, man, you cute as fuck. And then they turn to the side and I'm like, yo, you're a catfish. I swear, I saw this girl. If you're in Dearborn, Michigan, where all the Lebanese girls live, okay, it's the a prerequisite to be... being a Lebanese girl in Detroit is nose job. You have to have a nose job. You have no idea what your kids are going to look like if you have children with this cute Lebanese girl with princess syndrome. You know, that's what happens when you hook, when you meet a girl in Dearborn. You know, you meet this cute princess Lebanese girl with a nice button nose. And then you have a kid with her, and then your daughter looks like the Wicked Witch of the West. She even got a wart on the nose and everything. Hair's coming out of it. One thing that I do notice about Lebanese girls, super hot when they're really young, and then they and then they turn into Tony Soprano. Like, if you look at all the Lebanese women in Detroit that are over 55 and they all wear the scarf and everything, just look at them. They if you look at pictures when they were younger, they look like Ariel. And then they get older and then they still have the scarf, but then their face just turns into Tony Soprano, Joey Bag of Donuts. But that's fine though, man. Cause like when it comes to us guys, what we care about more is, you know, your heart. That's a lie. But no, man, I'm in Detroit and it was just interesting how fast I can get around, man. I got so much done in such a little, amount of time. You know, the traffic was light compared to LA. I mean, I timed myself. I woke up this morning at 7:30, went to the gym to work out for an hour. Then I had to run a couple of errands. This shit took me 3.5 hours, bro. Like, everything was conspiring against me. You know, especially out here. Like, today, it was just ridiculous. It's like one of those things where you're fucking running late. You're driving. I'm an idiot. I drive a gas guzzler for a fucking car. and in LA, if you don't know, man, when it comes to gas out here, you can get, I can get $5.50 or some shit right by my house. And then if I go 2 miles west to West Hollywood, it's $8 a gallon. And the worst is when you're like at E and you're stuck in Beverly Hills. And then I got that Arab in me where I'm like, I'm not paying $8 a gallon. I'd rather push my car. I'd rather run out of gas right now looking for another gas station with a price that's less offensive. And then sure enough, is this one of those things where like, have you ever like you're running out of time? And then you're like, come on, bro, I don't got time. So I'm just going to go to this gas station. I'm going to pay $8 a gallon. I got to get there. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of gas. I get there. I turn on my Apple Watch to pay the thing right away so I can just start pumping. Nah, the thing doesn't work. Fuck you. So I pull out my credit card, put my credit card in there. Boom, says see cashier. Go inside. There's 10 people in the fucking line. It's one of those days. It's one of those days where I wish I had a jetpack. I swear to God, today, I literally thought to myself, only if I had a jetpack. You know, I would just be able to go over the traffic, fly over everyone. But it'd also be dangerous too, man, because like I would also use the thrusters to incinerate people I can't stand. You know? Just fucking obliterate their asses. I literally was watching jetpack videos today. I had to. And I thought it was just fascinating. Look at this shit right here. This is one of those days where this is what I was daydreaming today. Just imagine how much shit I could have got done and or killed myself. And even if I killed myself, it would have been worth it. Damn, look at that. Cause... I mean, the only thing that I would have a problem with having a jetpack is that no matter where I go, I would arrive with piss in my pants. Motherfucker, bro. Oh, shit. For a second, it was like he was roasting marshmallows up there or some shit. Bro, you have no idea how happy this would make me. Man, come on, guys. Come on. I'd be so freaking happy. Back to girls with the princess syndrome. I've been on a kick of like really looking up a lot of dating advice, dating. You know, I mean, I haven't really been like in the sphere of trying to look up what the latest guys are saying when it comes to dating, you know, because I mean, like, I got to a point where I was just like, I hit my stride. And then, you know, you don't really look into the culture of what the internet is saying about dating in terms of like guys. I would think one of the things is don't get a cute fucking cat. Like my cat's too fucking cute for me, but that's besides the point. But it seems like there's this resurgence now. In the dating community where a lot of men now are like lost. There's a lot of lost men that have been like, you know, I mean, the feminization of the entire world is a little, it's a little too much trying to make men little fucking bitches. And that's exactly, you know, this is something that I've been complaining about for a while, but now you got these guys out there like Andrew Tate, who I've been starting to listen to some of his stuff, and you know, he's a little angry, but you know, there's certain things that he and some of these guys that are like starting to take the limelight in the dating spectrum when it comes to men, is it's funny that it used to be dating that had some sort of a balance to it. But now it seems like in America, especially, man, there's so many women that want to be men. Like the women in America have been so masculinized that I don't even like, I look forward to meeting. When I meet a girl out here and she's got an accent, I'm excited. Thank God this is not an American girl. Cause I hate to say it, man. American girls, especially in like places like L.A., man, dude, they're just ruined. Literally ruined. And I'm not saying that like I don't like a woman getting a job, doing her thing, and her, you know, going for her career, you know. But I think there's some truth to be said about women that take on too many masculine traits that can turn off a lot of men. I had Trey Stewart on here the other day, and me and him agreed. We like successful. We like strong women. We like women, you know, with the ability to, you know, do her own thing. You know, like a girl that doesn't need me. That's, you know. But, I mean, you listen to guys like Andrew Tate. He's the opposite. That guy is like the resurgence of old school Arabs. You know, old school Arabs. I mean, that's what I'm starting to see, what is what I think is starting to come around the pike now, is that you had everything was sort of kind of leveled. And maybe, you know, if you go back a couple of decades, it was very skewed only in the favor of men when it came to the dating spectrum. But, you know, you talk to someone like Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson, they would say, actually, you know, that is the natural balance, is that, you know, that that you do in the sexual marketplace, you do have men gain value in the sexual marketplace the more women he has sex with, whereas a woman's value goes down the more that she has sex. And there's been a point where even I was like, yeah, you know, I think women should be getting their own too, and I'm cool with that. But you got guys like Tate and all these other guys saying that no high value man is going to want a woman that has been ran through. And you know, there's some truth to that. I'm not going to lie, there is some truth to that. Now, whether it's biological or what, I mean, for me, I'm very open to all kinds of women. You know, I like women that are, you know, either promiscuous or not. I mean, especially that I've been like kind of in fuckboy mode right now. I kind of like having, girls that don't want to tie down in a relationship, but there's some truth to be said that like, would I more rather feel safer, or would it feel even more natural to start a relationship with a woman who hasn't been with that many men? And I think so. But anyways, watching all this shit, it's just, to me, it's just fascinating. And because after having Trey Stewart on here, we were really talking about the marketplace right now. Trey doesn't really like some of these guys that are out there and what they're preaching. I would have to say that some of the stuff that they're preaching does come across as being somewhat negative, you know, a little angry, right? But I mean, you know, it's entertaining. But the more that I listen to some of them, it's just like, hey, man, some of these things are just already rooted in logic. And I just think that we're at a point right now where logic doesn't fucking matter. Like right now, they're just, you know, everything in our programming right now, by the people that are really in power, the programming is to go against logic. You know, I mean, the whole trans thing is now becoming a very illogical debate in many respects. So it's just like, what is a woman? What is a man? What is a female? What is a male? You hear my cat? My cat is even fucking mad about it, right? Sky, you mad, right? See? I should get my cat on the podcast. Just get on the podcast. Say hi to everybody. Yeah? You don't want to? Well, there you go. Now I think I might have to get rid of my cat. I really do. Come here, buddy. I might have to get rid of this. I might have to get rid of this guy. Yeah, my mom is like back. She sold her house and she's going to be going to Indonesia pretty soon. And now I got my cat back. You know, it was kind of cool that I left my cat with my mom, let her have company and stuff. But I don't know, man. Part of me is like, with the stand up and everything, I don't know if I can handle it anymore. But then it's just like, man, am I giving up on the cat? But then at the same time, it's like, man, maybe I could travel with the cat. She travels well. And then I'm like, man, do I want to travel with fucking cat litter, bro? And then like every so often, almost like every fucking week, I got to find a cat sitter. So I don't know. Anybody want a cat? Cute as fuck. So many changes. Good changes, though. You know, changes ain't that bad right now. But back to girls with princess syndrome. Oh, my God. I just thought the other day, I was like, maybe I've been fucking confused by the way the Matrix is. And, you know, I like a woman who's successful and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, a lot of my friends, they're the type of guys they want a girl that's a princess. They want a girl that's,
oh my God. I'm stuck at the gas station. I don't know how to open the gas cap. Help me.
I can't have that. I just can't. You know, I have a lot of friends that are like married to housewives, right? Women that are like pretty much, that's their lot in life. They're just going to be a housewife. They're just going to be at home. They just want to stay with the kids. They want to raise a good family. And I think there's something really great to that. But man, dude, women like that bore the shit out of me. Fuck, does the women like that bore the shit out of me. And then even a handful of my friends have these type of wives and whatnot, and they are riddled with anxiety. Like, they got like no fight in them. They have no idea how to hold themselves on their own. They're so reliant on everything, including their husbands. And I don't know, man. But at the same time, what's really funny is like a lot of men, that's what they want. They want a woman that's kind of helpless and like a damsel in distress. And to me, I'm just like, fuck no, man. I grew up in Dearborn where most of the chicks were, like I said, princesses. They got princess syndrome. I'd rather marry a girl with Down syndrome. For real. I'd probably have an even better conversation. And then I won't have to fucking deal with her catfish lips. There was a chick that I was dating. This girl wasn't even 23 years old. She wasn't even 29. And she already froze her face with Botox at not even 29, bro. But then I remember it was like, I really liked her lips, but I had no idea she already had them injected. And then it just wasn't good enough. And then as I was dating her, her lips kept getting bigger and bigger. And then her lips got so fucking big, it looked like it fucked with her posture. Like it was hanging off her fucking face, man. Like I'm seeing some weird ass fucking faces even in Dearborn, man. Like I know in Dearborn, you know, the Lebanese culture, they're very, very, very concerned about image, man. Image is everything with Lebanese people. And it was kind of gross this other day. Me and Amrizar was in Detroit, actually in Dearborn, at Mango's, having hookah, doing some work on our computers. And this woman who, I swear to God, you could see she had so much plastic surgery done to her face, but you couldn't tell how old she was. Like at first glance, I was like, oh, this woman is like 65. But she like had enough plastic surgery to where she kind of looks like she might be 45. And this lady was so concerned about her freaking looks that I remember I was just trying to like do my work, and then I happened to just look up at her while she was looking up at me, and then as soon as she made eye contact, she was like, so how you doing, how's your day going? And I was like, oh yeah, great. And then she literally just pivoted to, ha, I look beautiful, don't I, how old do you think I am? And I was like, oh no, bro, I'm not falling for this fucking trap. She's like, it's okay, I can take it. Just tell me, how old do you think I am? I mean, the straight up narcissism that this lady had. Like, she didn't strike up a conversation with me because she wanted to talk to a person. No. She was so mentally ill that all she could think about in the moment was, oh my God, how old do you think I am? Do I look beautiful? Is my face holding up? To a complete stranger. And I told her, I was like, I ain't fucking, I'm not falling for that trap. She's like, it's okay. I'll give you a guess. Even if you're wrong, I won't get mad. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing it. And then she goes to Amr, and Amr was just like, nah, I'm not playing that game either. And she goes, okay, I'll tell you. I'm 40. I look good, right? And I was like, yeah, yeah, you look great. Beautiful. Wow, 40? Man. I didn't have enough nerve to tell her I was older than her. Because I swear to God, when she walked in, man, like the amount of shit that she must have done to her face, bro, it was so hard to tell. She was so proud that her real age was 40. Bruh, I thought she was 65. I mean, and she's just so happy. And she was completely oblivious. And listen, man, to me, it's just like I keep seeing more of these catfish girls looking like they French kiss the wasp's nest. You know, like some of these faces these people have with their Botox, their faces look so puffy, like it's like they got kidney disease or something. Or like they've been drinking too much and their liver is falling apart and nothing in their body is filtering properly. They got like that moon face happening. Now, some of these girls have that same face that you some of these steroids. You see guys that take steroids and then their face fucking puff out. Yeah, man, I'd rather date a girl with Down syndrome. Fuck that princess syndrome. What up, Bolty? Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Just doing a solo podcast. I am going to... This video here killed me, man. I didn't watch the whole thing. That's why, like, when it comes to like dating, man, I don't know why, but I don't want to spend money on women that don't matter to me. You know, like maybe the move is to spend money on women. I don't know. Like, whenever I have so slightly ever like tried to court a woman with dinner and, you know, any type of like, I never bought like gifts to get laid, you know? But whenever I did like, you know, court a woman with like going out and, you know, night on the town or whatever. And it was always those type of girls that were like kind of like gold diggerish. She, you know, like their value was all about like what it was that you could like give them, like what type of money you can flash around, right? I swear to God, man, it was always like you would hook up with them and then the sex sucked. It always sucked. It sucked so bad. Like so bad. Like they're so beautiful, but they just weren't there. Like this one girl I remember, I didn't spend that much money with her at all, really. But she was one of those girls. As a matter of fact, this is how twisted this girl was. She was one of those updo girls, all like prim and proper and whatever. And I'm a comedian. I like to fuck around. This is how I got this twisted girl. We went on a date and the date didn't last not even like 20 minutes. And I ended the date and I left. Basically, it started off like this. I was waiting. I told her to meet me at the coffee shop. That's typically my go-to, man. That's the way that I suss out gold diggers. If I can get a girl to meet me for coffee first, it's perfect. Because to me, that's my screening. The coffee ain't shit. I'll buy you a coffee or whatever. We sit, talk. If I like you, then I can drop ducats on you. But I'm not playing this game that a lot of these guys do where they're just like, hey, you know, oh, let me just drop all this fucking money on you. Hopefully you give me sex. Nah. So we met at a coffee shop and my back was facing the sidewalk where she was waiting and she couldn't see me and I didn't know that she was there already. So then when I turned around, she was wearing high heels and she was pacing back and forth in front of the coffee shop. So then I got up and I was like, hey, so-and-so, is it you? I'm Mike. And she's like, yeah. And then I made like an off-color joke and I was just like, this whole time I saw this beautiful woman walking up and down the street and I'm like, is that my date or a prostitute? And she got so offended. So, and listen, I do that on purpose. You know? And the thing is that like, sometimes that could end a date, but sometimes that's the mood that I'm in. Sometimes I'm not in the mood to deal with. Because let me tell you something, man, that's typically a good sign. Like, if you can't get with someone on a humor level, there's a lot of things that are not going to click. So already, red flag. Ugh, I can't believe you called me that. Ugh, what the fuck? Have some respect. What? Only a real man would. What kind of gentleman is a. Off the jump. Even after I told him, like, hey, it's a joke. Just be out, be light on your feet. So she goes, I calm her down, and then we sit down, and then we start talking, right? And she is just, she's just one of those girls, man. Pretty ass girls. And you've seen girls like this before, where they have this face, right? Their face looks like they can't wait for you to offend them. You know what I'm talking about? Like, everything is like a, something is going to piss me off, and I cannot fucking wait to tell someone off because they pissed me off, and how dare you. But she was hot. But that don't matter to me. It does, but not to that point. Then we started talking, and then this came up. And she's like, so what do you like to do? What are we start talking? She's like, so what do you like to do? And I was like, oh, I like to travel. We talk about travel a bit. I was like, this. And then I was like, and then she made the comment of, she's like, oh, I love that. I love a man who is always doing something, you know? And she's like, I can't stand guys that just stay in and play video games. And I was like, oh, I like that too. I go, so I don't get to play as often as I do, but man, sometimes a video game will come out and I will hole up for 2 weeks because I earned it. And I'm just going to sit down and play video games. That's sometimes I do that. And she just did the, oh my God, you play video games? I thought you were a man. That's red flag number two. So after like kind of like playing that game or whatever, I'm like, all right, man, let's just try to see if we can have a good date, because so far she has not got me wanting to leave this coffee shop. And then the last thing came up, where all of a sudden she started talking about some this, some that, and then she's like, I can't stand drugs and blah 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 and this, that, and the other thing. And she's like, do you do drugs? I go, oh, I like to smoke weed. And she's like, oh my God, you smoke weed? Weed is for losers. I go, I'm high right now. She's like, excuse me? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm ending this date. And she's like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah. I go, thank you very much. It was not really nice meeting you, but I'm going to get going. And I got up and I just very nicely, politely walked away. And as I was walking away, I was like, you know, I'm going to treat myself to dinner. So I was probably going to buy her dinner too, but, you know. And just before I get to the sushi place, all of a sudden she calls me. And this is when I realized, man, sometimes like toxic hot girls like this, the best way to get them is to ignore them, because that never happens. She confessed to me afterwards, the reason why she chased me down was that never happened to her. She has never been on a date and a guy got up and just walked out on her. A subpar looking guy like me, a bald, not tall enough, fugly motherfucker like me, went and said, bye. And I went to the sushi shop and she was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She, on the phone, where are you going? Can I meet you? I'm really bad. Blah, 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 blah. Long story short, I let her come watch me eat sushi. I didn't buy her shit. She even said, she goes, I'm hungry. I'm like, you can buy your own food. I got no respect for you. That got me laid that night. Now, albeit that is not necessarily a win. She really wasn't. But I had hope because she was so beautiful. And, you know, she came, you know, she was also an Arab girl with princess syndrome. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. We tried doing it a couple more times or whatever. And I'm going to tell you what, man, she was the one girl where you could have saw it from the get-go. The sex was just going to be bad. She was just too hot and she knew it. And the whole time we were having sex, I've never had cold, soulless sex like this in my entire life. She wasn't never there in the moments that we were having sex. every moment was for her to look hot while I'm hitting it, for mine to look hot whilst it, and everything was just a performance, and she would always look in the mirror to see how she looked, and So I mean, I've been very good without having to deal with, like, you know, and to me that's nothing to do with dating. I think I take that in all aspects of life. That's something that I've worked on and I'm very proud of. And I don't take bullshit from anybody. You know? And sometimes that gets you not laid or not getting hired, or, you know, I mean, you gotta tread lightly when you do that. Obviously, you can't, like, be real all the time, right? But man, do I try to be that 95% of the time, especially when it comes to women. And, you know, many times it just, you know, that type of attitude would come at me and then I would, like, push away, and then that would be it. The girl wouldn't, I would never see that girl again. You know, I blew it. And sometimes I'm okay with that, man. Sometimes some of these girls just don't deserve you. So, but I want to show this video. This video is the best. This Let's just watch this, because this is a video of some dude who dropped $5,000 or more flying a girl out, showering her with gifts and money and dinners and whatever, and she won't give up the pussy.
So let me explain to y'all. Let me explain to y'all the story. I flew this way from Indiana. You know what I'm saying? Been talking to her on Instagram for months. You feel me? I done spent damn near 5 G's on this. She talking about she don't want nobody touch her. Man, you got me f***ed up. You mean, well, you can leave. First of all, hold up. First, she talking about she don't even fly Spirit, right?
I gotta go.
You should have known what it was if I flew you out here, though. First night, I'm being a whole gentleman. Have you not?
She don't even fly Spirit. That's fucking, I can't.
Have I been a gentleman to you, though?
I would have fucking told her to fly Spirit, too. That's true. She doesn't have to fuck you if you don't want. She don't want to.
This is the Instagram model. You know what? I ain't gonna be no petty ass. Put your name on there like that.
Because you're recording me.
Okay, so why the fuck would you come halfway across the country knowing you didn't want to on that?
You though.
I didn't say you did. You know what it was though. You know what it was.
You want to spend money?
I spent 5 G's on you. What you talking about?
5 G's.
What you talking about? So look, let me talk. Shut up. Then we about to go eat.
I got to hand it to this guy, bro. He got played hard, and then he wasn't gonna post a video about it? It's like, cuz, you don't post a video about that. You know what I mean? You lost. You just pretend like, hey, that didn't happen. You tell yourself it happened so that it doesn't happen again. I just don't see how putting this video makes you look better. I look at this video and I'm like, you a fucking sucker.
So shawty tomorrow, she hungry. So shawty, call him. Pack all this shit. I'll help you leave. Pack all this bum up. Pack all that shit up. It's not even about the. It's really about the money, because it ain't about nothing. You feel me? It ain't about nothing. So listen. We get off the fight. Let me tell the story. We get off the fight. Okay. So I'm like, you know, we went back to the room. She like, I'm hungry. I'm like, all right, well, let's go to a little restaurant or something. You know, I'm trying to get her something to eat. She like, oh, no, nah, I only eat the best. I want some crab legs. That's for nothing. So we go to the restaurant. I spent damn near ordering steak.
I love crab legs. You know, I love crab legs.
Both of these people are gross. Both of these people deserve each other. Right? They both deserve each other. This is perfect. You know what I mean? She's fucking gross for being just flame me around and just because my butt is shaped really nice that, you know, I'm entitled to free shit. That's gross. I'm sorry. That's gross. anybody who has that type of behavior thinks that, ooh, their looks is the end all be all, and this is what's going to get me everything. That's just gross. You're a leech on society. You don't contribute shit. You don't bring anything into this fucking world. That's fucking gross. And then same with this guy. This guy thinking that, hey, ooh, I'm going to show money. I'm going to fly you out on Spirit. And listen, I'd fly a girl out on Spirit too. I don't give a fuck. But this guy's trying to be baller, shot caller. I mean, come on. And he's gross too, because in all honesty, she made a very good point. She don't owe him shit. I mean, if I was her and I didn't want to fuck the guy, but then he was just like, hey, you want to come out here and I'll throw crab legs at you, and you know what I mean? And okay, fine, I'll fly you Delta, you know, spend $5,000 on you. And if I was a girl like that, I'm like, hell yeah, I want to go to wherever the fuck we're going. Just throw money at me. And in the end, I don't have to fuck you. So, you know, I agree. But both these people are fucking turds.
About all that shit, though, being a pure gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Being a pure, being a real. Bro, I spent damn near 5 G's on this shit already. Who you want to? You can leave.
Yeah, somebody.
You can go. Yes, I'll help you. Pack this shit up. You get the all out. Get all your shit. Pack all it. It's already packed. Yes. Tell them how much money I spent, though. Tell them how much money I spent. I can get some. It ain't enough for me to call. I got another coming through.
You don't got another bitch coming through.
You can get the fuck out. Get your shit. Get your shit.
You don't got shit coming through.
2 days talking about, oh, I don't want nobody touching me. Ain't no her period. None of that. None of that. Put your shoes on. Nothing. What you gonna do? You gonna whip me? You gonna beat me up? Please, come on now. Get your goofy ass out of here. You got me all the way up. All
right.
Like, you better chill. Like, you know what's up?
Hey,
don't really get on your ass for that.
Don't hurt.
Can you get the fuck out? Can you get the fuck out?
She goes, your ego is so hurt. Your pride is so hurt.
That money, nothing, baby. I hope that 5 G's was worth it.
I mean, she is right, though. But I gotta hand it to girls, man. You girls give men, I don't know. Like, if I was a girl, I don't know if I would, like, trust going out, flown out by a guy. He drops all this money on me, and then I'm going to make him mad because I'm not going to have sex with him. I mean, there's a lot of trust there, thinking that, you know, this guy's not going to harm you. I mean, you got to hand it to it.
Hey, man, you look down and put your Instagram on there, y'all. If we keep talking, I'm going to tell everybody what your Instagram is. Yes, please, leave. Get the f*** out.
What's
bye. Bye.
Why are
bye.
You recording me?
Bye.
Why are you recording
bye.
Me?
Bye. Get back home.
You look stupid.
Catch your ass over. Where are you going? You don't even know where the
f*** you're going.
Where are you going? You don't even know where you're going. You don't even know what city you're in. Oh, God. Fucking hilarious. Jesus. Bruh. I don't know. That's everything I try to avoid, which is probably why I'm lonely. And I have a cat. What? What do you want? You want to get on the podcast? What do you want? Oh, man, I wish I could show what she's doing right now. Look at this. This cat's too fucking cute, bro. I can't even run a podcast with this cat here. What's up, buddy?
Come on.
Say hi. Say hi to everyone. No. You want to fucking come in? You got to say hi. Say hi to everybody. Come on, Sky. What do you want? You want catnip? Look how mad she is. She's not mad. She's just like me. We both got a mad face, you know? Look at that face. Look at how her face and my face are pretty much the same face. Motherfucker. Anyways, 41 minutes in, I am going to be putting this to an end. Guys, before I go, October 9th, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Get your tickets at comedycastle.com. Myself, Ahmed El Kadri, we are coming to Detroit with the hilarious Michael Schertzer, hilarious comedian, Jewish, also pro-Palestinian, crazy world that we live in, and we're all bringing it to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I am at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas. I know it's called LA Comedy Club, but it's great, great comedy club in Las Vegas, inside the Stratosphere, for 7 days. I'm there from 9-5. Hold on a second. I'm there. September 5th to 9/11. God damn. That 9/11 show is gonna be rough. That's the day I walk on stage with a fucking Puerto Rico shirt. Hey, bro, I ain't from Yemen. Mike from San Juan, bitch. All right, guys. Until next time, I probably might be doing a solo podcast again this week, and I'm gonna try to get another guest. I should probably try to get a girl on. It's been a while since I got a girl on. But yeah, guys, stay tuned. MikeFromDetroit.com. And all you guys listening, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be uploading the audio for last week's podcast of Amr Zahar right now, as a matter of fact. So, guys, wherever you get your podcast, listen to it. MikeFromDetroit.com to find me. Follow me on TikTok. We're posting a lot of videos on there. And like I said, October 9th, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan. Be there. Peace.
Public Yemeni number one.